It's time for our weekly conversation with Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. Brought to you by Simply Seattle. Tired of buying and repping the same old Seattle sports gear everyone else has? For the best Storm, Seahawks, Mariners, Kraken, Rainiers, Sounders, and not to mention the largest Sonics collection in the world, check out SimplySeattle.com. Now with Mike Florio, here's Softy and Dick.
All right, here we go. Big thanks to our friends at SimplySeattle.com for sponsoring this shindig every single Wednesday at 3:10. By the way, if you're looking for a gift for Father's Day, Simply Seattle is your spot. Kraken gear, Seahawk gear, Sonic gear, whatever you're looking for, they can take care of you. Be sure and use code KJRDAD at checkout. You'll get 20% off your entire order. And if you order between now and tomorrow night, you'll get it in time for Father's Day on Sunday if you live in the state of Washington. So just use KJRDAD at checkout for 20% off at SimplySeattle.com if you're still looking for something for Father's Day. For Pops, here he is, the West Virginia Father of the Month. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, NFL and NBC. How are you, pal?
And if you have any money left in the budget after buying your gear at SimplySeattle.com, yeah, go buy Playmakers.
There you go. There you go. Is there a special Father's Day code we can use to buy a copy of Playmakers?
There's no need for one. It's only $18.76, which is basically 3 gallons of gas.
That's right. Hey, how long did it take you to build your Ghostbusters Lego station, by the way?
Well, I bought it 4 years ago, and my son and I started working on it one night. There are 14 different collections of bags. They're numbered in groups of 14. We did the first group, and it sat on a shelf for 4 years. And after the draft, when things started to slow down a little bit, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to work on the second group of bags. So I did that, and it took a little while. And it's just one of those things where I'd take a half hour here, a half hour there. And then once it starts to reach, you know, critical mass, off you go. And I decided I'm getting this damn thing done. It sat for too long. And I don't know how much time I put into it overall. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of sad it's done. But those things are fun. It's a great stress reliever that entails no tobacco, cannabis, or alcohol. It's just a great, great thing. The problem is once you build it, you got to figure out what the hell you're going to do with it.
Right.
Yeah. I prefer the cannabis, tobacco, and alcohol myself, but I get why some people would not agree with that. Hey, what is going on with Deshaun Watson, man? It feels like every single week we're asking you for an update on this thing. It's all over the news this morning. You know, what they're going to do. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? I feel like it's a worthy topic every week just to get an update from you on what the latest is with Deshaun Watson.
Well, he was available to the media yesterday for the first time since March 25 when he was officially introduced as the Browns' new quarterback. He hadn't spoken to reporters at all during the offseason program. And I don't know why they made him available, and I don't know why he didn't just simply say, this matter is the subject of pending litigation. The league is investigating. My lawyers have told me to not comment on it at all. I'm sorry that I can't. I'd like to, but I can't. I think that's better than what we saw. And what we saw was Deshaun Watson trying to recite talking points, trying to repeat over and over again the same basic response for, and you hear it from him all the time, I never harassed anyone, I never assaulted anyone, I never disrespected anyone, I'm innocent of these claims. No one's going to believe that at this point. It's said because there's so many. You're just not going to take his word for it. They being his lawyers, want people to reject the version of the events given by 24, soon to be 26, soon to be who knows how many more of these plaintiffs. How can you reject all of them without evidence that there's some grand conspiracy for them to come together and shake this guy down with a collection of frivolous claims? Unless there's evidence like that, and I think if there was going to be evidence like that, we'd already know about it. I can't, given the volume of claims, I can't ignore those claims. So that's kind of where we are. The Browns, I think, underestimated how bad this was going to get, and they're stuck now. And I think that there's so many of these cases, and if he says he wants to focus on clearing his name and focus on the court process for the evidence to come out that shows he's innocent, he should want to be placed on the commissioner exempt list so he can spend all of his efforts focusing on taking these cases to trial one after another after another.
Mike, how well did Ron Rivera handle the Jack Del Rio idiocy? Appropriate punishment, the fine?
Well, I wasn't a big fan of the fine, just like I wasn't a big fan of the Virginia senator saying that Del Rio's comments are now the final nail for public funding. People should have a right to express themselves no matter how stupid others think what they say may be. But the one big difference, because look, if we're going to find any overlap between Colin Kaepernick and Jack Del Rio, it's that one or more teams relying upon business reasons took action against someone for speaking their mind. And for Kaepernick, it was teams didn't want to have the blowback from a portion of their fan base for doing business with Kaepernick. And for Washington, it was, we may not get free money for a new stadium because of what he said. We better smack him down. The big difference, though, is this. We hear from coaches all the time, we don't want distractions. We don't want distractions. Sometimes they mean it. Other times it's just cover for not signing a guy that they don't want to sign. Oh, we don't want the distraction. Well, if anybody knows the importance of avoiding distractions, it's the coach. Del Rio's a two-time former head coach. He created the distraction. It's on him. He should have known it was going to spark a reaction. He's smart enough to realize that. And it was going to create a distraction for his team because people had to deal with it. Players had to deal with it. It is a distraction. It keeps you from focusing on what you need to focus on. And I think that's enough not to fine him. That's enough to say, you got to go. You created this mess. We're moving forward with somebody else. It's not like this guy's Bill Belichick as a defensive coordinator or reincarnation of Vince Lombardi as a head coach. He's middle of the pack defensive coordinator at best. I'm surprised they didn't just move on from him. And I think that, based upon the fact that coaches are the ones who should know what distractions can cause for a team,
yeah,
that would have made more sense to me than fining him $100,000.
Well, Mike Florio with us again, courtesy of SimplySeattle.com. Looking for a last-minute gift for Father's Day? Use code KJRDAD at checkout for 20% off your order right now at SimplySeattle.com. And just going back to the Deshaun Watson story, the report came out that Carolina was interested in Baker Mayfield. Are the Browns ready now to move on from Baker Mayfield? And if the Panthers do pick up Baker Mayfield, what does that mean for Sam Darnold's future?
Well, the Browns have been ready to move on from him. The problem is reaching an agreement on how much of Baker Mayfield's salary the Browns are going to pay. They had communications and were working on a trade at the time of the draft, but the Panthers wanted the Browns to pay between $13 and $14 million, and the Browns said no. So they hold on to Baker Mayfield. Well, now they're getting closer to training camp. They got to make a decision. They persuaded Mayfield to stay away from the mandatory minicamp. I don't think they're going to be able to keep him away from training camp. I think he's going to show up, and his attitude is going to be, you got to deal with me now. You've got to deal with me. And, you know, you've got to let me come practice. You got to let me in the building. You got to take the risk that I may get injured, and there's no trade value. I'm not going to just stay home and be out of sight, out of mind while you wait for some quarterback to tear an ACL somewhere. So I think with all the distractions the Browns are dealing with Deshaun Watson, the last thing they need is a Baker Mayfield distraction, and they just need to move on from him. And yeah, it means, you know, and maybe – the reason the Panthers are still in this, they haven't seen enough from Sam Darnold during the offseason program with new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo for the Panthers to think that Darnold's going to be any better than he was last year.
Louis Riddick on last week said he believed Jimmy Garoppolo could be the missing piece that the Seattle Seahawks are looking for. Do you agree with that?
Based on how he's performed traditionally against the Seahawks, I don't know that I agree with that. I don't think that he would be a dramatic upgrade over what the Seahawks currently have. And the clock is ticking. A lot of work gets done in the offseason program. Geno Smith, Drew Lock, getting the reps in Shane Waldron's offense. Jimmy Garoppolo still hasn't even cleared the physical. He can't practice. Now they think he'll be ready to go by the time camp opens. He had surgery on his throwing shoulder. But I don't – a trade – of Jimmy Garoppolo to anyone is highly unlikely because he's due to make $25 million this year and no one's going to pay him that.
Yeah,
I think that if he's cut, then everything changes, the dynamic changes. But I will say this, I just don't see a dramatic and significant market for Jimmy Garoppolo, even if he's released right now, anywhere close to $25 million. So, you know, maybe if he's available and it's a bargain basement price and secretly they're not thrilled with Geno Smith or Drew Lock,
yeah,
maybe. But I don't think he's a missing piece for the Seahawks to contend. I think it's back to like it was 10 years ago. You need defense and running game to step up. That's going to be the key for the Seahawks this year, not quarterback.
Well, and real quick, they need DK Metcalf, who's not in camp right now. They had a mini camp, yesterday, and he wasn't there. He was hanging out at some party I saw on Twitter. So I don't know. Is this
And whatever you got to pay Jimmy Garoppolo is less money you could pay DK Metcalf.
Exactly.
Again, I don't think Garoppolo is going to dictate dramatic payday, but you already have Drew Lock and Geno Smith and that aspect of your budget's taken care of.
Well, is this just another typical athlete throws a fit, and when athlete realizes he's about to lose like $1 million a week, he finally comes back to camp and shows up? Or is this maybe a more serious deal for DK and the Hawks, you think?
Well, there's the other side of it too. It's the hold in, where you show up for training camp, but you don't practice, you don't go on the field, you don't put yourself at risk until you have your new contract, like TJ Watt did last year with the Steelers. So we have to carve out a window for that possibility where it's as amicable as it can be. The player is there. The player is with the team. The player is in meetings. He's just not practicing. That's kind of become this new age middle ground that team and player who are in a contract fight, who truly want to work out a contract, but see, week one is the deadline, not the opening of training camp is the deadline. That's a middle ground that worked very well for the Steelers and TJ Watt last year. He got big money, and he had a spectacular season.
All right. Well, listen, happy Father's Day, my friend. What do you got planned for Sunday? What's your typical Father's Day look like down there?
Well, I mean, Father's Day prerogative, not do a damn thing, but we'll probably have family over and may fire up the grill and hot dogs and hamburgers or get some pasta, whatever. But you know, we'll have my wife's family here, and you know, have a relaxing day, and actually maybe go in the pool. The pool's looking pretty good right now. It's 95 degrees here. Is it ever 95 degrees in Seattle? It's 95 in West Virginia right now.
Well, it was 110 last
summer.
I'm
standing outside, and I don't know why I am.
We get about a week. That's about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Now the weather's terrible. So enjoy your 95 in your pool and your barbecue and your fancy schmancy backyard.
You should see it. I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. Appreciate that. Mike Florio with us, courtesy of our friends at SimplySeattle.com. Again, Father's Day coming up on Sunday. If you're in the state and you use code KJRDAD at checkout, you can get 20% off. I kind of feel like people think that you have to be buying something for dad to get that code, but how would they know, right? So if you got your eye on something, just use it.
Absolutely.
Use the code KJRDAD. I mean, Jackson, you're telling me there's no Sounders gear on SimplySeattle.com that you would love to have?
There's
just use code KJRDAD. The Sonic gear, KJRDAD. Kraken gear, KJRDAD.